What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
The Bud Light girls are here, as well as they will hook you up with some God, Tyler, man, we will hook you up with some some items as well.
Oh, was my mic?
Yeah, yeah. As you know, your mic was on.
Hello,
you popped
ladies.
The damn thing open. It makes this faithful return as Tyler's turd list. And listen, there's no shortage of candidates this week on Tyler's turd list. I am patiently waiting. I saw throughout the week that people were giving Tyler suggestions for turds this week. Come on out and do your thing, Tyler. Let's hear it. It's return, Tyler's turds list.
Pro athletes are sometimes a lot to handle.
We're just not good enough.
Maybe even a bit dramatic.
Altuve stole an MVP from Judge.
Turdish behavior will not be ignored. No one is safe.
I'm not going to let it take my joy.
It's Tyler's Turds of the Week on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. It has returned, and there was, as Ron mentioned, plenty of Turdish behavior out there amidst the sports world this week. A lot to choose from. We got a full podium, and if you're watching with us on YouTube and or Twitch, you see this golden turd trophy in my hand. Someone's going to get that first place spot. You'll find out in a second. But first, we're starting with the bronze medal. The bronze medal for turds of the week this time. It's happened before. Boys, it's one of our own. It's a member of the Sports Radio 610 team.
Oh, God.
Yep, it's happened.
I have not heard this story. I cannot wait to hear this.
Yeah, it's one of our own, and I'll go ahead and tell you. It is one member of Area 45 by the name of Sean Bajani.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that guy. Sean, I love you, man. I really do. Bajani's one of my favorite people up here at Sports Radio 610, but he really screwed me on Saturday, boys. Saturday, woke up, set the scene here for you. Woke up pumped. Wild card action in Houston. I'm going to NRG to watch these Texans end up beating the ass of the Chargers. Very excited. Good feels. Good vibes. Make a plan with Bajani to do a little tailgating, you know, before the game. I wasn't going to be working. I was just going to be drinking anyway. Made a little plan with Bajani. I get out there to NRG real early. Probably got out there 3 hours or so before kickoff. But then I proceeded to roam the parking lots around NRG Stadium and that POS Astrodome for the next, I don't know, probably 90-ish minutes.
Okay, when you said POS, I thought you were talking about Sean.
He's a turd right now.
He really did something.
Yeah, he's a turd, but I wouldn't use the POS on Sean. But no, Bajani, he's got to really work on the skill of giving directions. Because my man had me and the wife roaming around. By the way, I'm carrying a 12-pack of Miller. I'm not the strongest dude. I was sore the next day walking that long with 12 beers.
Tyler.
I could not find the damn tailgate Bajani was at. And you know why? This man kept telling me, right here in the yellow lot, this spot in the yellow lot, you do this in the yellow lot. Boys, Sean Bajani was drinking beer and eating food and tailgating in the orange lot. Now, I know orange is close to yellow. I know they're kind of, you know, right there on the same color wheel. But geez, Sean, I mean, he killed my pregame.
So when did he figure it out? Because I got to believe you just walking in circles trying to find out where this nut is.
Well, I don't know if Tyler mentioned, but he had not did he only have the Miller Lite in tow, but he had wifey in tow as well.
Oh, that's right. Meg was there, yep. So she's just walking too,
and she's probably just telling me out. Like, I'm hungry. Are we almost there? Where are they? I got to get some.
Oh, and
food.
That was pissing you off just as much.
Oh, I was fuming by the
from
end.
All angles. I got to be honest with you. I think you deserve it.
What?
You're owed this. You remember that time? You remember that time you had me sitting outside of that damn parking lot?
Yeah, it was my birthday, and I was wasted.
It was your birthday. You kept telling me you was close,
and I apologized. I was very drunk.
But I sat out there parking lot for an hour. Yeah, you know what? You know what? The parking lot gods came back to get your ass, ooh. Tyler. That's where it is. Yes. Yeah. It was turdish behavior from Sean. You got to know it. You got to have that.
Yeah.
You got to have that. Because I feel like, did he get up off his ass immediately and say, well, man, maybe where are they? Maybe I'm telling them the wrong
yeah,
spot.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I don't know how clever Bajani is, but that sounds like a move that you do to somebody you really don't want showing up at your tailgate.
No.
And damn sure not 3 hours early.
And then he finally gets there when it's over.
You know,
damn, kickoff in 15, man. Let's go in.
You know how I knew it was genuine is he finally, it's been the 90 minutes, he's calling me. I answer the phone, and as I'm answering the phone, he doesn't realize I've picked it up, and I hear him telling someone else, oh, yeah, man, I effed this up real bad. I said, yes, you did, Sean.
No, Sean's got to buy a couple of drinks.
Yeah.
Like, he's got to buy a couple of drinks when we roll in there. At least some cotton candy.
Did you get, like, a three-day afterward follow-up? Like, hey, man, I still feel pretty bad about that.
Yeah, just last night, after our show, Johnny was like, dude, I really am sorry. I was like, it's really okay. But you are a turd.
It's genuine. It's
yeah, I would have bought you a bottle of two-buck chuck. All right.
He's a bronze turd.
Yes.
What's the silver? Who's the silver turd?
Yeah, silver time. And you can catch Sean on Area 45 tonight, by the way, 7 to 11 p.m.
Turding it up.
Yeah, probably. Him and PC. Silver medal on Turds of the Week this time. If you missed it, there was a wide receiver, wide receiver for the Texans who they showed the door to this week. It was a short-lived stint for this receiver. It was Diontae Johnson. And if you missed it, D'Amico, his explanation of the Texans parting ways with Diontae was this.
Yeah, with Diontae, unfortunately, it didn't work out. And you know, we're on to the Chiefs.
Those 4 seconds right there, that is all you need to know as far as why is this guy on the turd list with the silver medal.
Listen, we've heard reporting that, hey, after the game, after the 32-12 ball game, in which Joe Mixon is lighting up cigars at the expense of Rex Ryan, and everybody's having a good time, that he's going off pissed and mad in the locker room about his role. But I need to get down to the bottom of the specifics.
Yeah,
I want to find out exactly what happened from pillar to post, from start to finish, what happened on that thing. That I don't know why that is so interesting.
Got to call Aaron Wilson.
Somebody.
Bajani's got a story, too, you might be interested in. But no,
okay.
Yeah,
please.
Yeah. Maybe you can make it up for your turdish behavior, Sean.
Talk to him over the phone. I won't meet him anywhere.
Yeah.
All right, who's the gold medal winner?
That is the silver. Stop switching teams in one NFL season, man. You've been on 3 squads in 1 football season. You probably shouldn't be pouting.
He went back to a fourth because he got picked up by the Ravens again.
That's right.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Through waivers. Go ahead.
All right. Gold medal time. Once again, if you're on YouTube, you see the golden turd. It is legendary. And look, most of the time here on Tyler's Turds of the Week, every Thursday right around this time, we mainly have fun. Obviously having some fun at Bajani's expense there. It's mainly to have you laugh and give you some entertainment in that form. But this week's Golden Turd Trophy and its winner is a little bit more serious in my mind. Because this dude is just a complete asshat. This is a grown-ass man who is in desperate need of an ass-whooping. And I'm talking about the Eagles fan up in Philly that, if you missed it, we talked a lot about it yesterday.
See you next Tuesday.
Yeah. This Eagles fan was using very inappropriate language, heckling, and giving you-know-what to a female fan of the Packers at this Eagles playoff game. He was saying things no man should say to a woman, let alone someone you don't know, a complete stranger at a sporting event. This Eagles fan needs his ass whooped. He's no longer going to be at Eagles games, but he can take solace in this Golden Turd trophy and put it up on his mantle.
This dude is... I've watched the video, Tyler, and I've heard it. Yeah, I mean, I... Like, is there an age in which you don't want... Like, you feel bad about if this guy gets his ass kicked?
Nope.
Is there an age? Is it 75? Is there an age where you're like...
No, I don't think there's an age. I think to what degree.